Here's why oil pipes leak.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The shutdown of one of the nation's largest oil fields is raising serious questions about the health of these older oil fields. Oil first started flowing at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska in 1977. BP says what's coming up now is mostly water. Water has carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide corrodes pipelines. So there you have it. The shutdown takes out 8% of the nation's oil production, but one part of the country might feel the squeeze more than others. Jason Parr explains.
Refineries in western Washington state get all of their crude oil supplies shipped in by ocean tankers, and more than half of that comes from Alaska. In contrast, California refineries get only about 20% from the 49th state. With its reliance on Alaskan crude, the Pacific Northwest is likely to see a hike in fuel prices sooner and for a longer duration than the rest of the country, energy analysts say. Sam Van Vactor is with Economic Insight.
The Pacific Northwest is wholly dependent upon outside supplies. It is often the case that shortages show up here first before anywhere else.
But Van Vactor says the good news is there might not be a better time for supply interruption. The summer driving season is drawing to a close, and by the time heating oil is needed, other supplies should have reached the region. In Seattle, I'm Jason Parr for Marketplace.
Whew. That's my imitation of the Federal Reserve catching its breath. Yesterday, the Fed decided to leave short-term interest rates at 5.25%. The Fed has raised rates every meeting for the last 2 years. But the signs are pointing to an economic slowdown, so we're getting a break. You'd think Wall Street would be overjoyed, but you'd be wrong. Apparently, investors are worried the slowdown will hurt corporate profits. It's always something. The Dow dropped 0.4% to 11,173. The NASDAQ fell 0.5%. Sprint Nextel says it's building a wireless network with WiMAX technology. WiMAX is the bigger cousin of Wi-Fi. You can log on from miles away instead of just a few hundred feet. Ashley Milne-Tite looks at whether this is a good call.
Sprint is betting on more and more people wanting to send email, download music, and catch their favorite TV shows from anywhere. Ovum consulting analyst Roger Entner says Sprint is on the right track.
If you remember the days before you ever had a cell phone, you were thinking, why do I need to get a cell phone that people can talk to me everywhere? Once you have it, you don't want to be without it anymore.
Still, some have questioned the wisdom of such a large investment. Baer Jaivazian of the Yankee Group isn't one of them.
I think there is a risk here, but it's a risk that needs to be taken. They're the only ones who can afford to be disruptive about the current business model of telecommunications.
For one thing, the company's already bailed out of the regular phone business. And it owns a large swath of broadcast spectrum, so it can start building right away. Ivazian expects Sprint will start profiting from the new network a year or two after it's up. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
You're listening to Marketplace. An Indian software company called TCS has come up with a new technology that'll help fight malaria. Malaria kills more than 1 million people every year in Asia and Africa. Miranda Kennedy reports.
The World Health Organization says the developing world desperately needs new malaria drugs. Although the infection is treatable, there's no foolproof cure. M. Vidyasagar is head of the life sciences team at TCS. He says the response of the big pharmaceutical companies has been disappointing.
Malaria is a poor man's disease. So most of the pharmaceutical companies tend to concentrate on diseases that are rich man's diseases.
So first world diseases like diabetes and cancer tend to get more attention than malaria. And even if TCS comes up with the technology for a cure, it'll still have to convince a drug company to test and manufacture it. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts without spin as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Yesterday, we told you the airlines are raising fares. Well, that was business fares, usually bought less than a week in advance. Now the airlines say they are cutting the price of leisure fares. Those are purchased further out. The discounts vary, but some could be 50% lower. So maybe a fall vacation. This summer, the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago launched a new service for guests. You might call it detox for people who are addicted to constant emailing. The hotel will lock away your BlackBerry so you won't be tempted to use it. Travel commentator Rudy Maxa knows all too well the love-hate affair between road warriors and electronic gear.
I write a lot, so I travel with a laptop. I carry a digital camera and a noise-canceling headset. And a Skype phone that lets me make nearly free calls anywhere in the world I can grab a high-speed connection. And I even broke down recently and bought a BlackBerry. So that's five items, each of which requires a unique charger and, when overseas, a handful of adapters to fit electric outlets. But I've learned I'm just an amateur. I sometimes write for a magazine called Best Life. Someone there mistakenly told a website that I was in charge of choosing items for the magazine's December gifts guide. So lately, I've been inundated every day by phone, fax, and UPS with suggestions for the latest electronic products a traveler can't live without. Things like 3M privacy filters that screen your PC from prying seatmates, MP3 players, a bewildering array of portable iPod speakers, portable document scanners and printers, handheld GPS units, electronic translation and currency converter devices. Give up yet? Now, do we really need all those gizmos? Well, sadly, plenty of road warriors do need several of them. What I think is this. Someone could make a killing inventing a really big jacket with about 15 pockets that hold hand-sized electronic devices plus their chargers. In my new unasked-for role as Best Life's Christmas Gifts editor, I did come across one neat perk that won't take up any additional space in my carry-on bag. It's a mostly free website called AskMeNow.com that sends answers to just about any question to your internet-enabled cell phone or PDA. That's handy for travelers who want to know weather, flight information, directions, stock prices, or even movie times. As for me and that BlackBerry that's now permanently secured to my hip, I've made a vow never to do email at the dinner table. Because I know that if I don't set some boundaries, there's a Sheraton Hotel in Chicago willing to practice tough love by locking up my BlackBerry upon check-in.
Rudy Maxa is Marketplace's travel expert in residence. You're always welcome to send us your comments, whip out the BlackBerry, go to the computer, however you want to do it, log on to marketplace.org, send us an email. We'd love to get it. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Everything's bigger in Texas.